Today's daf is Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Beis. We're about 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, the last piece of Gemara in Perek HaMecher Sasvina. So one of the topics of yesterday's daf was Rus Perek Aleph. Vayirov Ba'aretz, Elimelech took his two sons, Machloin, Vekilyoin, his wife Nomi. They left Eretz Yisrael simply because they were afraid of the hunger. And they went to Eretz Moav. His two sons, Machlon Vekilyoin, married Noshim, Moavios, Rus, and Arpa. Elimelech dies, Machlon dies, Kilyoin dies. Nomi is left in Almana together with her two daughters-in-law. Eventually, she hears that the Rav that was in Eretz Yisrael no longer is. She goes back to Eretz Yisrael. She tells her two daughters-in-law, why come back with me? You might as well stay here. You're Noshim Moavios anyways. Arpa listens to her mother-in-law, Nami. She remains a Moav. The Rus Dafka boy, Rus decided to go. She's Megayer. She converts. She marries Boaz. They have a son, Oved, Yishai, David, Malchus Beis David, Mashiach. Everything comes from the Mamshalas of Rus. Gemara yesterday talked a little bit about what did Elimelech do so bad to die? Elimelech, Machlin, Vekilyon. The Gemara says, G'dayli Adar Hayu, Parnasei Adar Hayu. Yet, they died this horrible death. Kloya, the Lashon HaRambam. What did they do so terrible? Says the Gemara. You know what they did? They left Eretz Yisrael. Either was a Rav Ba'aretz. You'd think they had a good reason to have left. Says the Gemara. You see from here that even if there's a Rav Ba'aretz, a Yid's not supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. We said the beer is... Rambam speaks about this in Hilchos Melachim, Perkei Halacha Tes, that even though it's true for a regular person, if he's in a land and there's a Rav Ba'aretz, even if he's struggling with Parnasa, Lil Maitoira, Lisa Isha, Tzchaira, there's certainly times where it's permitted for a Yid to leave Eretz Yisrael. But Midas Chasidus, for a person never to leave, even if there's a Rav Ba'aretz. Says the Rambam, the Rayel Dovar, Elimelech, Machlin, Vekilyon. You see that they left at a time of a hunger. There was a present danger. Still, they were punished for leaving. So you say, Meres, that if you're in a certain Madrega, there's an idea of a Midas Chasidus to remain in Eretz Yisrael, Afilu, where there's a Rav Ba'aretz. We shtel tzu to that. The Ramban in the spiritual Torah, Parshas Lech Lecha, beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem tells Avram Lech Lecha, Elo Oretz Hashareka, Avram Avinu goes to Eretz Canaan, but Vayehi Rav Ba'aretz, and he went to Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says, Chet Godol Chata, that Avram Avinu committed a horrible Avera when he left Eretz Yisrael. He says, number one, he committed an Avera by not disclosing that Sarah was an Eshes Ish, being Machshel Sarah to come to an Avera together with Paroi. He says, Va'oid, he says, who told Avram Avinu to leave Eretz Yisrael? Either it was a Rav Ba'aretz, Kodesh Baruch Hu can't give Zechanetz when there's a Rav, Berav Tipadeno Mimavis, Hashem helps people even when there's a hunger. The same idea, how do you punish Avram Avinu for not leaving Eretz Canaan in the time of Rav? What was he supposed to do, sit at home and starve to death? The answer is yes, he was supposed to sit at home and starve, but realize he's not going to starve to death, because Berav Tipadeno Mimavis. So you see it by Elimelech, Machlin, Vekilyon, you see it by Avram Avinu, we shtel tzu to that, the Beis Halevi and Parshas Miketz, that a person's chivas hishtadlus is really toluy in his madrega, of where he's holding. The higher the madrega you're on, the less hishtadlus you need and are allowed to do in order to get you to a point where you can be beitech b'kadosh baruch hu. So of course, a regular person, if there's a rav ba'aretz, it's very difficult for him to say, even though there's a hunger, nobody has food, people are starving, they're dying, but I have betochen, I trust that Hashem is going to save me. It's very difficult for a person to be on the level, to be able to comprehend that. Based on that, his din hishtadlus is mechayev, leave Eretz Yisrael, go to Moav, go to Mitzrayim, go wherever you need to do. But if you're on a madrega of Avraham Avinu, if you're on the madrega where you gedolei adar, parnasei adar, elimelech machlin vekilyoin, you should be able to sit at home and realize that if Hashem wants me to live, I'm going to live and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, you don't need to make that ishtavas. Thus, you're not allowed to make that kind of ishtavas. And for that reason, there's a midas chasidus. When it comes to betachin, it's really very much tully in what madrega you're on. That's the yisoid of the Beis Halevi. Not all ishtavas, not all betachin were created equally. How much ishtavas do I have to make? It depends on what madrega you are. If you're a batlin, you're not on a high madrega, you have to do a lot of ishtavas. If you're an odom chashev, you're a batlin, then you have to do a lot little hishtadlus. So Levi said, that's pshat in the Medrash. The Medrash talks about what a great Baal Betochin what a great Baal Patochim Yosef HaTzadik was. And in the same breath, for like Pana Rahavim, for two extra words that he said to the Sarah Mashkim, he had to stay in Tfis an extra 2 years. How do you make sense from the beginning to the end? Here you're saying, Ashrei Agever, Ashrei Yiftach Bashem Zu Yosef. And then you tell me, like Pana Rahavim, this is Yosef. He was punished. Is Yosef the grace of Baal Patochim, or did Yosef not have so much Patochim? To the point that he had to stay in jail an extra 2 years because of his lack of Patochim. Said the Beis Halevi, it's two sides of the same coin. Because if Yosef HaTzadik wasn't such a great Baal Patochim, how could you have tainas on him for saying two extra words? Avada Yid's allowed to make hishtadlus. The teretz is, your hishtadlus is based on your madrega. So if Yosef HaTzadik was punished for 2 words, Vaistois, he was on a very high madrega. Either way, that's some of the rage that we spoke at yesterday about the beginning of Rus. The Gemara concludes its discussion with one more pasuk, a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Dalid, pasuk Gimel. The pasuk over there says, "Hema hayoytzrim v'yoshvei netoyim u'gedera im hamelech b'melachto yoshvusha." So what does this pasuk mean? "Hema hayoytzrim elu bnei Yoinadav ben Rechev." It's referring to the sons of Yoinadav ben Rechev. Shenotzru. The reason they're called yoytzrim is shenotzru because they watched Shvuas Aviyim, the promise that they had made to their father. So the little bit of history is, the family of Yoinadab ben Rechev are mentioned in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu calls this family to go up to the Makom HaMikdash, wants them to drink wine, and they tell Yirmiyahu, we can't go, we can't drink wine. We promised to our father, we made a shvua, we will not drink wine. And Yirmiyahu was very impressed. He was impressed that despite the fact they weren't listening to his request, but at the same time, they were being very respectful to their father. So we'll see more about that in a minute. That's referring to Shleim HaMelech. His malchus was like a netiyah. A netiyah is a young sapling. It grows, it gets stronger with age. So too, Shleim HaMelech's malchus knacked. Ugadeiro zu Sanhedrin. That's a reference to the Sanhedrin. Shegodru pirtzei sein shal yitzrol. They made takanas to protect the Pirtzeis of Klal Yisrael. Im HaMelech b'melachta yashvu sham, and that's why this is mentioned over here, Zurusa mi'avio, she'rosa b'malchus Shloima ben benoi, shel ben benoi. She was zeicha to see Shloima HaMelech, who was her grandson's grandson. So Rus had real Yiddish anachas, she'neba v'yosem, kisei le'im HaMelech, referring to Shloima HaMelech, he prepares a kisei for the Im HaMelech, who's the matriarch, this mother queen, Omer Abelazar, Le'ima Shel Malcha. So Rus had a son Oved, who had a son Yishai, who had a son David, who had a son Shloima. So Shloima HaMelech is Rus's grandson, Yishai's grandson. So she was zeicha to see beautiful naches. That's why the Gemara brings this pasuk, and that's Yashvu Sham Im HaMelech B'Malachtoi. It's a reference to Rus. Tanu Rabbanu V'chaltem Ben HaTfu Yosh. So going back to the beginning of the sugya, which discusses the tefuah in Eretz Yisrael, so the pasuk says, "By Ashnasa Shmita Vachaltem." Sorry, Vachaltem in Atfuah Yoshon Beleis Salamante. So on Shmita, we know that you're not allowed to plow the field on the sixth year, on the seventh year. What happens if it's a yovel and there's going to be even 2 years? So what's a yid going to do? You're going to go 2 years and you're not going to work the field. How are people going to live? So the Torah says, "V'tivisi es perchasi l'sholish hashonim." You have nothing to worry about. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that there's going to be sheifa brucha v'atzlocha shaloiki derech hatever. Everything is going to work itself out. So much so that the achaltem in atfuah yoshin says, "What does that mean? You'll be able to eat the old tefuah." But leis salamante, my beleis salamante. What does that mean? You're not going to blow your tzinta. There aren't going to be worms in the tefuah. Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes, the beleis shadifa. The tefuah is not going to dry out. Tanya kavasid Rav Sheshes, Tanya kavasid Rav Nach, Tanya kavasid Rav Nachmin, who said that v'achaltem in atfuah yoshin means there won't be worms in the tefuah. V'achaltem yoshin. You would think that the Yidden are going to be waiting for the new tefuah. After the 3 years, they're going to be waiting for the new crop because the old crop was kala. It went away. Why would it be kala? Because of the worms. No, the tefuah will come whenever it's going to come. There's going to be no sense of urgency that we need this new tefuah because the old tefuah is still good. That's Tanya Kavasi de Rav Nachman. That the Yoshon will not be kala. It won't be consumed by these insects, by these worms. Tanya Kavasid Rav Sheshes, who said B'lei Shadifa, that the old food was not going to dry out. V'chaltem in atfuah yosh. Yochel Yisrael mitzapen l'chodesh me yoshon. Shira, same exact price, just one subtlety. You would think that the Eden are going to wait for the new tefuah, because the old tefuah will go bad, and it'll go bad. not consumed, like the first braisa, it'll go bad. It will have dried out. Talmud loy ma'abay tfu asa, achatavay, tfu amela. No, it's going to come whenever it's going to come. Again, there's going to be no sense of urgency. Tanu rabbanu, v'chaltim yoshan noishan, melameit shekol ha-miyushan mechaveroi, havi yofa mechaveroi. The Yidden are going to eat the tfu yoshan, yoshan noishan. You're going to want to eat. Aged tfu is going to be better than new tfu. So certain foods, the more they age, the better they are. Wine, aged wine, is better than a newer wine. But here we're talking about tefuah. They're going to want to eat the old tefuah. The Eli Eldvam Shadak Liyash says, maybe that's only true taka for things, commodities that do age and will get better with age. Dvarim Shein Dak Liyash, I mean, I had, you know, something otherwise. Talmud Loimar, Yashan Noisham, Yikom Makam. Yashan Noisham is a double Lashon, that there's going to be a mile even to eat in the tefuah. Yashan. That's how much they're not going to be waiting for the new tefuah. The old tefuah? That's even better. The Yashan, Mipnei Chodosh, Taitziu, Malame, Chaya Oitis, Malaya Yashan, Vigronois, Malaya Chodosh, Vayisrol, Oimim, Hech Noitzi, Zemet, Nezer. It's going to be to a point, you think, at the end of the 3 years, all right, you're going to have empty pantries, empty refrigerators, all the oitzis are going to be empty, you're going to have plenty of room to bring in the new schayra. It's not going to be that way. It's going to be v'yosham b'pnei chadash teitziu. They're literally going to have to figure out what to do with the tefuah hayishana so they can make room for the tefuah hachadash. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, kol mili atiki ma'alya. All food, the older it is, it's better, lebar, with three very notable exceptions. Tamari, dates, the shikra, beer, the harsana, the Rashbam says, dogim ketanim, small fish. The wave or herring. On that note, Hajin Allah, Hamoicha Sasvina. So before we go weiter, and we start some real, like Mayor pointed out in the chat this morning, some real Lamdish Sugyas. So before we start Perik HaMoicha Peiro, is just a little bit more raid, Divrei Agada, with regards to this last Gemara. So number one, we mentioned over here the family of Yoinodov Bein Rechev. And it's Stam, this drosha that the Gemara brought, this pasuk in Divrei Ayyobim, Hema Hayyotzrim, V'yoyshvei Netoyim, V'goderim HaMelech B'melach LaYashvu Shom. Hema Hayyotzrim is referring to the family of Adam and Rechev. The next part of the pasuk is referring to Shloim HaMelech. Then we're talking about the Sanhedrin. Then we're talking about Rus. It's Mayin Yishmita Itzel Har Sinai. What does one have to do with the other? This is a very strange compilation of different historical fun facts or different gedolim or impressive families that lived throughout time. But ma kesha one to the other. So Pashup Shad, if you look in the Nach, the Pashup Shad is that Yoinodav ben Rechev came from a family of Geirim, and Rusa Mayavia, Shlomo HaMelech, was also Geirim. And that's what the two have in common. What they have in common is these are families that converted into Klal Yisrael, yet great things came from them. So Yoinodav ben Rechev, this family, they were Geirim. They were converts. They weren't ben acha ben acha ben of Avram Avinu. They had converted into Klal Yisrael. Which family was it? So the Sefri says it was the family of Yisrael. Yoinodav ben Rechev, these were descendants of Yisrael. And says the Sefri, because of the fact that they had promised to their father that they're not going to drink wine, there's certain things that they said they weren't going to do. And they told Yirmiyahu, we can't come up to the Makom HaMikdash and drink wine, because we had promised our father that we're not going to. So the Pasuk speaks very impressively about them. The Sefri goes on to say that they were rewarded for it. What was their reward? So the Gemara brings a Machlokes Tanon. Rabbi Yeshua says, they were became Sanhedrin. They were Moirim Divrei Torah. They were Zeichet to be Sanhedrin. V'yesha Imrim, Mibnoiseim Nesuis L'Kayhanim. Their daughters were Zeichet to marry Kayhanim. So their sons couldn't have been Kayhanim because they were Geirim. But their daughters married Kayhanim. V'hoyim Mibnei Bnei Makrivim L'Gabim Mizbeach. That's what they were Zeichet to. They were Zeichet that their descendants got to be makriv, be able to serve in the Mizbech. So I'll tell you something very interesting. There's a well-known Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says that Rabbi Yossi was talking in the first person, and he says there are many things that he did because of which he's going to be Zoichet Olam Hama. V'omer Rabbi Yossi, miyomai le avarti al divrei chaverai. I never refuse something that my friends ask me to do. Yodei ani ba'atz mishen ekoyim. I know that I'm not a koyim. But im oimrim li chaverai alei leduchon. But if my friends tell me, go up, alei leduchon, in any oil, I'm oil. Taisus asks the kasha, how could you? How could a czar that's not a kohen be oil of the duchan? How could he do berachas kehanim? I thought you have to be a kohen in order to do berachas kehanim. So there's a lot of raid. We spoke this out of Masechtas Ksubas. We've had some fun with this Gemara in the past. Teru Tamima, who famously said that he saw in Rabbeinu Yeruchim somewhere in his Akdama, that he quotes this Gemara with a different nusach. That Yossi says, your idea ani ba'atzmi she'eni kedai. I know that I'm not worthy, but I'm Imram Lichaveri, Alei Leduchan. He says, the Duchan over here is not the Birchas Kayanim. The Duchan over here is the pulpit. And he said, even though I know I'm not Kedai, there are people that are better speakers than me. They're better pulpit rabbis. But I never refuse my friends. So if they tell me, Alei Leduchin, even though I know I'm not Kedai, still I'm doing it. Not Eni Koyin, Eni Kedai. So the Tartamima says he thinks all this raid and all these shiurim, the Kamek Kulmasim Shenishtabra, this is true from the Rebbe Yehuda, to try to say Pshat in this Gemara right here, it's all a Tayas. It was all based on a Talmud Taya who wrote the word Koyin instead of the word Kedai. But Ben Yeruchim clearly had a different Gersa. He had the right Gersa. His Gersa makes much more sense. We're not talking about Berachas Kavada Zarkent. But either way, that's not the Gersa. The Pasha the Gersa. The Pasha the Gersa is the idea and Atzmi Shani Koyin. Abishtelzich an andere Frage. What were they thinking? Why would Rabbi Yossi's friends be at no, Rabbi Yossi, go up and Duchen. You ever see people go over to someone that's a Zar? Duchen, just do it. It's Yontif now, last day Yontif. Duchen. Doesn't even make sense. What were they thinking? So the Rogachov guy said a beautiful thing. He said, it's Da'i Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Masechtes Tainus. Yerushalmi says that somebody writes Motzasi Megillah's Seifrim. He found a Megillah. He found a Megillah. And in that scroll, it said that Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, that's Rabbi Yossi in Shas, is Bnei Bonav Shal Yonada ben Rechet. He was an Enikol from Yonada ben Rechet. At the Rogachov guy in Gazak, that we know this Sifri that we just mentioned in Parshas Bala Yisrael. We don't know it. But it's a Sifri right here in Parshas Bala Yisrael that says that the Bnei Bonav Shal Yonada ben Rechet were Kehanim because the daughters married Kehanim. Thus, they were Makriv and Al-Gabi Mizbeach. He says that's probably where it came from. Rabbi Yosef ben Chalaf, that Yichas brief that he comes from Yonada ben Rechet. He had no yichas brief that he was a kohen, but people told him Sadam Mesirah that Bnei Seim Shal Yonada Ben Rechet they all married Kehanim. Zokter Rogachov, that's where the confusion came. The confusion came because I have a Yerushalmi that says relates him to Yonada Ben Rechet. I have a mandam in the Sefri. It's not everybody. Rav Shu doesn't agree. It's a mandam in Sefri that says that the daughters of Yonada Ben Rechet married Kehanim. Thus, there's a opening for there to be confusion. If I come from Yonada ben Rechet, if that's what it says in my Yichas brief, does it mean I'm a Kohen? Does it not mean I'm a Kohen? That was the Shiloh. They used to tell him, Alei Leduchin, you come from Yonada ben Rechet, there's a Mesorah that they were all Zoicha, all the daughters to marry Kehanim. So it doesn't matter how you get there. Bottom line is, you are a Kohen. He held, I'm not a Kohen. But at the same time, I never refused my friends. So if my friends told me to do something, I did it. It's for that reason, he went ahead and did it. That's the first part. The second part is, we had an interesting Gemara yesterday regarding Bayez. The Gemara said that Bayez is Iftzon. There's one of the Shoiftim that's mentioned in Shoiftim Perikid Beis. His name is Iftzon. The pasuk over there says that Iftzon had 30 sons and 30 daughters. And he did Shidduchim with all 60 of his children. And every time he did a Shidduch, he made two parties. One in his house, one in the Mechutin's house. There were 120 base mishtois, and he never invited Manoach. Manoach, the father of Shimshon, was never invited, because Manoach at the time had no children. Shimshon was someone that was born later, and being that he had no children, he said, what am I going to invite him for? He's never going to invite me back. He says, I'm going to invite him to my party. I'm making all these parties. I'm never going to get his invitation in the mail. So because of that, he never invited him. But either way, says the Gemara, V'kula mesu b'chayev, all 60 of his sons with daughters died during his lifetime. Behind the Amrinch, this is what people mean when they say, Bechayach the Yoldis Shitin, Shitin Lomalach. You had 60 children. You think because you have 60 children, it's a guarantee you're going to have Nachdis. Ichpo Va'ilat Chad, you should go ahead and have another child, the Meshitin Zaris, because that child may give you more Nachdis than the other 60 of your children. And where did this play out with Bayez? Because all 60 of Bayez's children died. The only one that didn't was the child that he had with Rus, that was Oyve, who had a son Yishai, who had a son David HaMelech. So you see that even though he had 60 kids, you could have said, okay, I was Yotze my mitzvah, for sure. I have 30 sons, I have 30 daughters. Chtafnish machin merish tadlas. No. Haynu da amri itchi, that's what people mean when they say, b'chayach de yoldes shiten shiten lomalech, because ichpo v'oyv l'tchadim shiten zaris. You see, the one child that he had later was a zaris. I saw a ha'ara, that it's mashma a little from this Gemara, that the 61st child, the child that Bayez had together with Rus, he had while his 60 children were still alive. Because if he had the 61st child after they died, then what's the Vahayim of the Yamarinchi? Well, he lost all his children. He wanted to have a Hemshech. He wanted to have a child. That's why he went ahead and had another child. It's mashma. No. Even though he had 60 kids, he wanted to have another child. Vahayim of the Yamarinchi. Bayez was right for what he did. Because you realize that just because you have 60 kids doesn't necessarily mean anything. Fakir, you should have another child. Because maybe the Nachis is going to come from the next child. The problem with that is that it doesn't stem with another well-known Chazal. And that is, Chazal say that the night that Boaz was mizdavik with Ruth, Boaz died. Boaz didn't wake up that next morning. That Boaz does not wake up that morning. If Boaz didn't wake up that morning, and Boaz had his 60 children when he had his 61st child, so it doesn't work. So the two chazals aren't going to be able to reconcile. So either way, this Gemara would seem not to shtim with that. But I'll tell you one interesting anecdote on that. That's why I'm speaking this out. Is when I was a bach in Eretz Yisrael, so I ate by Reb Yitzchak Kalman. He's one of the ramen in the Mir. In
died that night.
One of the ramen in the Mir in Yerushalayim. What are the ramen in the Mir in Yerushalayim? What are the ramen in the Mir in Yerushalayim? So he said that he heard from Reb Chatzka Abramsky. Reb Chatzka Abramsky said, think about the story of Rus for a minute. Boaz is Mizdavik with Rus. Boaz is a Gadol Adar. Rus is a young Moabite woman who happens to be now in Eretz Yisrael. She came together with her mother-in-law. And the next morning, Boaz died. It was definitely a controversial zivug. And people will probably say, no, Zeistach, Boaz, the Gadol Adar, he does something like this. You see what happens. Reb Chatzka's lashon was, he says, Shtel tzachvar vosmam geshmis in the Geselach from Beis Lechem Yehuda. What was the shmis? People came to Shachris the next morning, they came on time, and they already had what the tovel. You see, the Gadol Adar, a Maisa with Ruas, a Mayavia. He said, but what was the emes? The emes was Malchus Beis David came from that zivug. And the point Reb Chatzka Abramsky was trying to say, don't play God. People like to say, this happened because of this, and that happened because of that. You see, Hashem showed you, and this. That was his point. He says, this is the Avu and the Kulana. It's perfect. It's a layup. Boaz, Rus, super duper controversial. The next morning, Boaz doesn't wake up. Hayeshlecha izdira, hashkocha pratis, yoysim izeh. And it couldn't be more wrong. The whole hemshech of Klal Yisrael, Mafus beis David, Mashiach ben David, everything came daika from this zivug. So you say, Meres, you see from here that a person can think, he can try to make his bainas, but at the end of the day, we have to realize we have no clue what's going on. We can try to make sense of things, but at the end of the day, we really don't have any shaykhs. Just one last ta'ara, and that is regarding the tzivisi esperchasi, which is the note on which the parak concludes. So really, it's psukim and parashas bahar. The pasuk says, v'nos na'aretz piriya, person's gonna say, what are we gonna eat during Shemitah? It's gonna make tfua the sholish ashanim. Who's ratem as ashana shmitas, fachaltam and atfua yoshan, at ashana chias, at boit fosa tekhu yosh. You have nothing to worry about. Because the Shemitah doesn't necessarily mean Jews are gonna have to file for bankruptcy. Everything is going to work itself out. So just two orders on this note. One a little bit more of a lamdisha, and the second one a little bit more drush, and with that we'll start the new parak. That is, the Sma in Chesh Mishpat Simin Samach Zayin, and Hilchah Shmitas Ksofim, says that this V'tzivisi Esperchasi Lachem Bashana Ashishes, V'osa Esatfu L'Shleish Hashanim, that was only at a time where Shmita D'Iraisa was known. But Bisman Azeh, where there's no Shemitah Deiraisa, all there is Shemitah Derabanan. It's Pashat that you're not going to have the Vitzivisi Esperchasi Lachem. Vitzivisi Esperchasi is only Shemitah Deiraisa. You don't have it by Shemitah Derabanan. So Bisman Azeh, farmers, the Shemir Shvias, if they're not being Mekayim Shemitah Deiraisa, they're not going to have it Vitzivisi Esperchasi. Could be they'll have it, but there's no Havtach. The Havtach of Vitzivisi Esperchasi, Vishaftim Loveta Chalel, that's something that was only Negeya when it was Midday Raisa. But at a time where it's only Midday Rabbanon, that you're not going to have. I saw a raya to the Sma, a very nice raya. The Gemara says that when the Yidden went up to in the time of Ezra to be Kovish Eretz Yisrael for the second time, the Oile Bavel said there were certain lands that Yeshua ben Nun had been Mekadish, that they were Mekadish. Says the Gemara, why not? Because Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita Veloy Kitchel Asalav. That's the sheet of that Gemara. And they wanted that there should be certain lands in Eretz Yisrael that shouldn't have Kedusha. So that when Shemitah comes, they'll be able to be Chayrish and Zaireya and Kaitzer. They'll have land that they'll be able to work. Meaning everyone knows Shemitah is a real curveball that every Yid has to deal with. It's something that we need to figure out. So they came up, Bizman Bayashedi, they said, we're going to learn from our mistakes. Now we're going to have certain lands that we're not touching. We're not going to be Kodeshit. We're not going to be Mekadeshit. Like this, when it comes Shemitah, it's not a big deal. So this is fine. I'll keep Shemitah over here. That side of my yard, I'm not going to keep Shemitah. Like this is not going to be an issue. But the Emes, if you think about the Gemara, it's very schwer. Because why do you have to do that? What happened to the Vavtocho of Itzivisias Berchas Elachem, Bashana Ashishas, Vasat Fulah, Shloish Hashanah, Mitamol, the Yidden weren't Maminim, B'nei Maminim? Of course we're Maminim, B'nei Maminim. So why would the Yidden have felt this need to go ahead and leave over parcels of land not giving Kedusha Shvius? So they should be able to work the land on Shemitah. Why weren't they Soymech on the Itzivisias Berchas? The Teretz is this man. Because this was Bayesheni. Bayesheni, there was no Shemitah Midairaisa. Loi mi Bay, according to the Rambam, that holds all mitzvah Safuyas Baris weren't knowing Midairaisa, it's not Bayesheni. That's the Kiyudu of the Shita Sarama. There was no Truma Midairaisa. There was no Mises Midairaisa. So Kavachayim, there was no Shemitah Midairaisa. But even according to the Rishonim that hold, that there was mitzvah Safuyas Baris Midairaisa, it's not Bayesheni, but Shemitah is different, because Shemitah is Tali in Yoivol, and Yoivol is Tali in Roiv of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. So to have a Shemitah Bizman Azeh, you certainly can't have a Day Raisa. And even Bizman Bayesheni, the Pashna says there was no Shemitah Miday Raisa. If there's no Shemitah Miday Raisa, Memela was no Tzivisias Bechasi. If there's no Tzivisias Bechasi, so it's very moving why they felt they had to leave over parcels of land. They weren't going to be Bekadish, because without that, there was no guarantee that they were going to have. Avad, if they knew there was Tzivisias Bechasi, Bizman Bayeshen, they had the Avtocha. The Yidden Amaminim, B'nei Maminim. But Bizman Bayesheni, they just don't have it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. I think an obvious sushtal to that, and then we'll move over to the second Aura, is the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asorin Nisim Nasu Labisena Bebeis HaMikdash. In the Yidin and Beis HaMikdash, they had 10 miracles. Lo Yipili Isham Reich Basar HaKoydash, Vlo Yisriach Basar HaKoydash Meyoylam, Vlo Yimir Zvuv Bebeis HaMitbachayim, Vlo Yira Keri Lekoyen Gadol B'yem HaKippurim, Vlo Yikibug Shomim Esh Alatzei Marocha, etc., etc. But Yoyin over here, in his Pirish on Avos, quotes a Yerushalmi, well, we don't say this Yuma, we used to speak out this Yerushalmi a lot, but that was a long time ago. So the Yerushalmi asked, the first Mishnah in the Sechtes Yuma, Shivas Yavnim, Koydim Yamakibum Refishon Koyen Gadol. And one of the things they used to do is, they used to have a scan Koyen Gadol, because we're afraid that maybe the Koyen Gadol will become possible. How would he become possible? Carry. And now he's not going to be right to do the Avodah. So you have to have a backup. So Freit Yerushalmi, it's not Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Vlo Yira Keri the Kohen Gadol. So if the Kohen Gadol never was Raya Keri, so why do you have to have a scan Kohen Gadol? Zokti Yerushalmi Tzvei Terutzim. Eshte Teret Zokti Yerushalmi Agresi Yisoyit. That it's true. There was a nest that happened. That Vlo Yira Kohen Gadol Keri the Kohen Gadol B'yem HaKippurim. But ain't Sayim Chanal HaNas. And Yerushalmi over there brings a pasuk. It says Vlo Yisenasu. And that's the makar to ain't Sayim Chanal HaNas. And that's a shmuz for itself. But what we need is the second Teret. So Inami, it could be there was a chilik between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. The Asorin Nisim Nasal Avisenu Bebeis HaMikdash, that was all Bayis Rishon. And it's true, during Bayis Rishon, they didn't need a scan Kohen Gadol. Oh, but the Mishnah in Yuma is discussing Bayis Sheni with the Tzedukim, they swore, this is all Bayis Sheni. Oh, and Bayis Sheni, they didn't have the miracle anymore. So Bayis Sheni was a different Anhaga. And Bayis Sheni, as much as there was a Beis HaMikdash, but the Gemara says in Yuma Chafal from the days that there were five things that Bayis Sheni was lacking over Bayis Rishon. One of them was Shechina. The level of Ashrei Shechina paled in comparison to what it was in Bayis Rishon. There was a gather of Hesed upon it, even Bizman Bayis Sheni. It's hard to believe. But even Bizman Bayis Sheni, there was a gather of Hesed upon it. So you didn't have the Asor and Nisan that I mentioned in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perikei, Mishnah Hey. You also didn't have the Vitzivisi Esprichasi. This is already on a Dairaisa level. This is a little bit different. But this Nekuda that a lot of the Hanhogas Nisus that Klal Yisrael was Zoycha to during Bayis Rishon, you see over here, they weren't Zoycha to during Bayis Sheni. And just one final Aura, and that is, if you look in Parashas Bahar, so the pasuk, this parasha of Tzivisas Bechasi begins. V'nosna ha'aretz piryo, v'achaltem lo soiva, v'shaftem lo vetach olel. And then the pasuk says, v'chisoyru. If a person's going to say, ma'noichol bashana hashvius, heim lo nizra, v'lo nesav es tvo aseinu. The pasuk v'tzivisas Bechasi lachem bashana hashishis. I saw the Ben Ishchai in one of his drashas. He tells that it's mashma a little bit from the pasuk that the v'tzivisas Bechasi is talking to a person that says, Manoichal Bashana Hashvias, Hein Loi Nizra, Veloi Nesaifes, Tvor Seidon. And his Shaila is, number one, Mechatesa. Why are we assuming that a person is going to walk in to Shemitah with this Chesar Nabuna, the Shemay Shvias, with Grace Baal Madrega, with Mamina B'nei Mamina, it's a Bechin of Nasav and Nishma Chazal say. So, Vichisoyu, Manoichal Bashana Hashvias, Hein Loi Nizra, Veloi Nesaifes, Tvor Seidon, Mechatesa. Why are you assuming that? And not just that, it sounds like the Vitzivisias Brichasi is like the answer to that guy. That person who he comes like the Russia from the Haggadah. Manoich Bashan Ashvias, Hey Loy Nizra, Filay Nasav is Brichasino. Oh, so we answer it. No, Afat Hakeshino. That's what you should do. But that's not what you do. Vitzivisias Brichasi, Lacham Bashan Ashishas. the oid, he says, if the bracha was that bashana hashishes va'osos esat ful the sholish hashanim, so bashana hashishes it grew for 3 years. So he sees it. He sees the shefa that came in the 6th year. So he shouldn't be asking heimloy nizavalei nesas for zeino. He sees this is gavaldi. He had an unbelievable year. He filed a tax return. He made 3 times the amount of money that he made the last 5 years. Why? Because that's the bracha. So to put away now for the next couple of years. So number one, why are we assuming that he's going to come with this chesaron in amunah? And number two, if fitzivisi es brachasi l'sholesh hashanim, then he sees all the shefa over there. Says the Ben Ish Chai, I'll tell you what you said. There's two types of Baalei Betochen. There's a Baalei Betochen who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He trusts. He understands he has a family to feed. He understands that Merubin Sarchei Amcha, a Yidafob and Gezint, Parnasa, Nachis, but he has betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He trusts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of him. And whatever he needs, he's going to have. And if he doesn't have it, it's because he doesn't need it. And even if he thinks he needs it, he doesn't really understand. Eibush knows better than him. He's oiske arbit 100% in his midas ha-betochen. He's not worried. He has no fear. He lives a ruiger life because he's someone that has real betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's a yid who also has betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for him, it's a struggle. It's avoid. He wakes up in the morning. He's fadaiget. How am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? I have this daiga. I have that daiga. But then he opens up a chavis havav v'shar betochen and he works on it. And he's okay. And he's able to make it through his day. He doesn't need any other intervention. The chavis havav works for him. He has real betochen. But it comes with a struggle. He fights it. It comes with daikis. They're both betochen. And they're both madregas. But needless to say, the first madrega is on a much higher madrega than the second madrega. Zokta ben yoyada. There are people that are able to approach Shemitah. Fine. Oh, it's Shemitah. Wonderful. Yeah, for 3 years, everything is going to be great. It's awesome. There's no difference in the first year, the second year, or the sixth, or the seventh, or the eighth year. It's all the same. But then there are people that they have betochen. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe in Shemitah. I have betochen. They're just going to take care of me. Oh, but deep down in the heart, it's a klapte. Manoichel v'ashona ha-shvias. Hein loy nizra v'loy nesay v'stvor seyna. Zok, the Ben Ish Chai, the Eibishter is going to give back those two people, Mida Keneged Mida. And he teaches it in the Psukim. Pasuk Yutes. V'nos noritz pirya v'achaltim l'soiva v'shachtim l'vetachaleh. A person who doesn't ask the question of Manoichel Bashan HaShviyas, he has betochen, the Eibush is going to give him back in the same way, without having to work for it too hard. It's going to come very easy. Hashem is going to make him have everything without the daigis. He's not going to take the long scenic route when he gives him his shefa. He's going to give it to him on a silver platter. That's v'nos noritz pirya. It's v'chisoyim rumanoichel b'ashon hashviyis. But let's say seklap techabisul in hearts. You have betochen, but it's a struggle, and you're asking him loy nizra v'loy nesav es tvoaseinu. You're also going to get bracha. V'tzivizi es bechasi b'ashon hashishes. But for you, it's going to be a little bit harder. For you, for us, it's that full of shalosh hashanim. You're going to have to work 3 times as hard. You're going to have to spend more time in the field. You're going to have to be kaitzif more. You're going to have to be oisif more. It's going to be a little bit more of a tumult. You'll get it. Says the Ben Yoyada. The pasuk says, "Birchas Hashem hi ta'asir v'leyosif etzavim." We always quote this pasuk. The Goyin says, "If Hashem, the bracha of Hashem brings ashiras, why would you think that it brings atzas? Because usually, ma'ar benachas and ma'ar bedaiga." Birchas Hashem v'leyosif. So what's this Birchas Hashem that's v'leyosif etzavim? Zok the Ben Ish Chai. It's these two madrigas. If a person is v'nos naritz piriyah efrektish kain shaylis, he has pure betachin v'shafim levetachalel. It's going to grow for 3 years. You're not even going to have to work harder. How? It's going to work itself out. It's when you start asking questions, you're going to get the bracha too. But David Tzivisias Brachasi is working 3 times as hard. It comes with daigis, it comes with mucharai, it's mar b'nechasa, mar b'daigis, v'os is satfu l'sholosh hashanim, which on the one side is a beautiful gift, but the flip side is it means you're working really hard. Those are the two sides of that coin. Either way, Hadron Aloch, Hamoiches Hasvino, we begin a Lamed Shah Perek. The first sugi in Perek, Hamoiches Peiros, is the sugi of Holchi B'Mamon Acharoiv, or Ein Holchi B'Mamon Acharoiv. Sounds Lamedish? Either way, it takes us today's daf through tomorrow's daf, so we'll have plenty of time to speak out raid on this sugya, so we'll just begin the Gemara. The Gemara itself moves very, very smoothly. It's rather light. Once you get into the rate, it becomes rather lumdish. Either way, Zokta Mishnah. If somebody sells peiros to his friend, and these were peiros that could either be used to eat, so you can put it in a salad, or it could be used lizria. It could be used to work the field. And it was a meicha peiros stam. So this is along the same lines of the meicha sabayis of the fourth parak, the meicha sasfina of the fifth parak. He needed a good lawyer. Right, keeps on coming back down to that. If he would have been mafarish a little bit, then he could have avoided a lot of tzaras. But he wasn't. He said, and the guy said, okay, I'll buy it. Now the tzara and the buyer, thinking that he's going to be zareya these peiros, sows them, and it didn't sprout, or vafilu zera pishtad. Even if it was zera pishtad, these are flaxseed, things that most people, and this is the punchline for our sugya, use for zriya. And he thought for sure, this is what I'm buying it for. And again, perfect timing. It halacha is, the buyer cannot go back to the seller and say, mekachtois, I bought something with zriya, and now I can't be zriya, because the meicher could always say, I didn't sell you anything with zriya. I was a meicher peristam. Could you eat it? Does it taste good? If it doesn't taste good, come back to me. The fact that you can't be zereya, you can't have any time. If these are seeds that people plant in a garden, in a necholim, that nobody eats, and he bought it, and it wasn't zereya, then chayabach reyusim, and the Rashbam says, because this is no difference than somebody that buys etzim shal zayas, v'nimtza shal shikma. Shai, what's a shikma? I heard I was quoted on Shabbos. V'nimtza shal shikma, or yayin, v'nimtza chaymetz, chaymetz v'nimtza yayin. That's partial, it's a mekach toys. But to the extent that it could B, some people eat it. Yeah, I heard about that. So, to Gemara, if somebody sells a shard to his friend, and after he buys it, he found out that the shard was a nakhin. Now, we're not talking about a shard of mu'ud, because a shard of mu'ud has a whole shulchan aruch. But he found out that it was a shard tam, or at the very least, this is a lebediga ox, and there's just no way you can keep it alive. So, the only thing you can do is kill it. Rav, Amar Rav says, Hariza mekachtas. Tolikech, you go to the meicher, and he could tell him, you know, I bought a shard, I paid top dollar for it. I thought that this shard was going to work for me for the next 10 years. It was going to work the field. It was going to plow for me. And now I find that it's a nakhin. I have no choice but to put a bullet in its head. I have to kill it and I'll eat it. So, yeah, it's good flesh. I can get a lot of suppers out of it. But that's not what I paid for. Rav says, a good taina. Hareza mekachtois. The shmula, my shmul says, yachal leimel, the shchit mechartavlach. No. It's not a good taina, because the seller can always say that I didn't have a mind to sell it to you to work in the field. I had a mind to sell it to you to eat. Could you shecht it? Could you eat it? The answer is yes. If the answer is yes, you're going to be allowed to keep it. So, spoiler alert, the Gemara at the end of the sugi is going to say that the beer, the machleik, is Rav and Shmuel, is Hilcha B'mamen Acharoiv or Ein Hilcha B'mamen Acharoiv. Because most people, when they bought Shvarim, they didn't buy it L'Achila. Most people, you buy a whole shar that's alive, you're not buying it to kill it and then to eat it. You're buying it to work the field. So if you go baser roiv, really the lekeach would be right. Thus, Rav holds holcha b'mamen acharoiv. I bought an ox. Al pi roiv, the assumption is that I bought it l'charisha. It just so happens that I can't be chayrish with it. Holcha b'mamen acharoiv, I can claim mekachtois. Shmuel holds ein holcha b'mamen acharoiv. You can't come with a taina of roiv when it comes to dinei mamonis, but isura you go baser roiv, but not in mamonis as a result. Even though roiv people use a lecharisha, but there are a mit the people that use a lechita. Thus, the meicher could say lechita mechartav lach v'loi lecharisha. Either way, but before we get to that point, the Gemara asks a few very technical kashas. V'lechzi gavir dezavon l'nechzasi l'chzasi l'radi. Why don't we approach this shaila from a chesh mishpat standpoint by taking a look at this person, this guy? When he buys, this is the first time he ever bought a shard? No. In the past, when he's bought shvarim, what did he do with them? Did he use them l'achila, or did he use them l'charisha? If he used them l'achila, then the assumption is he bought a l'achila. If he's used them in the past for charisha, then the assumption should be that he used it for charisha. So shouldn't that be a good way, a good methodology, to figure out what to do with this case? Says the Gemara, begarvin dezavon l'achi l'achi. We're talking about a person that sometimes buys for this, sometimes buys for that. V'lechzi d'mi heichinino. Let's take a look at the money. The thought process is that an animal that can be used l'charisha and then l'shchita is worth more money than an animal that can only be used l'shchita. No, right now the two are worth shava to shava. There's no difference in price. If it's worth the same price, then what matter? What's the difference? The Gemara makes more sense if the shar l'shchita is worth less money than the shar l'charisha. So the guy's tiny mekachtois. I got fooled. The shar that I bought is worth $500 less than I thought it was worth. But if they're worth the same amount of money, who cares? So Gemara says nafkamina l'tircha. Nafkamina is if the shar ba'asher usham has the value that I paid for it. So I don't have to be matriarch. I have the value sitting right now in my backyard. But if it's just meat that I'm going to have to sell, and then I could recoup the value. So to Tircha, that's why the guy's tiny mekach toys. Not saying mekach toys that I can't get my money back. I know I can get my money back. He said mekach toys, I don't want to be matriarch. But the Gemara says, does this meicher have money now to make the buyer whole? Or does the meicher not have money to make him whole? If he doesn't have money, then la'akiv tura bezuzi, let him just keep the shar, which anyways is worth the same amount of money that he's trying to get from the meicher. And by the way, says the Gemara, it's a good idea, the Arminichi, because people do say, memori reshusech pari efra. If somebody owes you money, if he gives you something, just grab it. Even if he gives you brand, take it. So even though this is not a good payment, because it's a payment that comes along with a tercha, but it's payment, and you should keep it. So the Gemara says, obvious answer. It's talking about what the meicher does have. He has what to pay back. And that's, so he wants the money, the lekeach does. He's not interested in dealing with the tircha of having to sell a shor. Rav Amar, Rav says, Areza mekach toys. Why? Baser rubas, you know? Because you go baser roiv. Roiv people buy animals l'charisha. See, even though he was a meicher, shor, stam, the assumption is that he bought a l'charisha. If he finds that it's a nakhin, he can't use a l'charisha. He can now come with a claim, and therefore he can get it. Ruba the Raja Zavni. Most people buy the Charisha. The Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, Ki Amrina Basar Ruba Bisura. When do you say you go Basar Roy? That's by Isser. Bin Mamayin Allah. We'll just learn one more Gemara. It goes very quickly. Simon Isha Ve'eved Shor Shor Muperis. Meisve. I'll ask you a kasha. Isha Shinasam Allah. Oinaskar Shor. A woman. I'll save this for tomorrow.